last week. So the Kuda that Mitzvah Talmud Torah and Mitzvah Gidui Mitzvahs is considered the Nekuda Sukhiyos Kehim Chayenu. We saw this is because Moshe Rambam Chayi Baal Chochmo Vakshev Li Torah Kimitzmi Chashuvi. We saw because we've been building the past few weeks that Torah feeds the core of the mensch, the lev, and the moyach. And the nekuda is, the depth is, doesn't only feed me b'chutz, feed me b'fim. The heart and the mind become yud, become carved out from the Torah. And the Torah becomes the etzem, essence of the mensch. Like we saw from the Maral, that the essence of the mensch is his seichel. That is the mensch. And he starts absorbing Torah, and the Torah is forming his lev, his etzoinus, and his machshavas, so the Torah becomes him. And that's his nekudas achiyus. Then we saw that this is one of the reasons, this phenomenon that Mitzvah Talmud Torah, which is like we've been building the most powerful and most influential force, most transformative force in the mensch, it's the hardest to gauge and distinguish change. What I was asking, I don't see myself growing and learning, I don't see it changing me. And we said, who adover? That's the reason why. When a person changes, something on the outside of him changes, something external, he himself could discern the change. When you're changing already, as you're changing already. You're showing different. You're showing anders. That's the chur, the yisha, the atmiya. We want to continue tonight. This nekuda, the Torah, changing around the shurish of the mensch. It's mitzidenu, that's nekuda v'kolbo. We want to the sugi of bittul Torah. And it's yichud gabi the din of the musagam of mitzvahs. It has its own gedora. So vada, we're all very familiar that the yetzirah. There's no mitzvah in the world that the yetzirah tries more to mevatel. Then mitzvahs Talmud Torah in makar. Word from Bechanan, it's not so clear if you heard it. The whole word from the Chavetz Chaim, it was definitely Bidash. Hashwa from the Chavetz Chaim. Bechanan, boys, in the beginning, the Torah, the verse is safe, gracious. So we know Yaakov meets Sarah Shal Esav. It's a parasha shleim in the Torah with Yaakov meets a malach, Sarah Shal Esav, who has Sotan. That's Sotan, another place that's called Samoa. Sarah Shal Esav, which is the Koyach Hara, this is the Yetzer Hara. He came and he started off with Yaakov. Frekta B'chonon, B'chonon, Kadosh Mamor, Frekta B'chonon. The Yetzer is going to go and start with the Avos, which is the Avos there, the Koyach HaToiv in the world, they are coming to Miami, the Koyach HaToiv. Amud HaTov, all the Amudim of the Bayer Olam in the world. And the Yitzhar's job array is to be Misnagi. Okay, it's a simple kasha. Why are you waiting until it gets dark? Why are you waiting until Yaakov is ready? The Chur of Ashul is Yaakov and the Koyach of Avram and Yitzchok. Encapsulated within him, included in him. Why is he waiting to start? The Avik Yishimoy, why is he waiting to start? The Avik to make a Mavak with Yaakov. And start Avram. And start with Yitzchok. Yaakov had a certain bechina of chodim mashulish. He had already against it. It was a certain shleimus that he was a hemshich of Ram Yitzchak and more than Yaakov. So bechonin said this yisoid was from the time. The teretz is that this nekuda that the yitzhar will always the ikar is ikar koyach. He fights against a lot of things, but will always have a separate. Separate marocha, separate battle against Talmud Torah. And he knows that he can make, say another shprach, and what he's saying, he could fight a lot of battles. But the war he wages, the war, the Ikka war is with Amadar. Rebbe Chanan over there says it, Avron is Chesed, Chesed, Avoidus Amidus, Yitzhak is Yira, Avoida. All these other halakim, the halakim of Ada, that's part of what Talmud Torah is also brings to it. The Yitzhar knows that those in a certain way are more external to the binyan of Kali Yisrael and Talmud Torah. It brings the Nusuf. As Chaim said, if the Yitzhar is Sefridin, it's Artemish, it doesn't bother the Yitzhar, it's Aliyah davening and fasting the Ganze Tog. Yid would fast. So the Precious, davening, avoid the davening. Abi is only learning. He's okay as long as he's not going to learn, he's okay. Rebbe Chanan adds in the point, which maybe we'll talk about Hemshech weeks, I'm stressing the point that it's Afakhbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbachbach That's also the equal weapon we have against the Yetzirah. Yetzirah wants to knock out Talmud Torah, because Talmud Torah is the equal weapon, is the Torah Tavlin. That's the weapon. That's the weapons we have. That's the way he de-arms us. Without that, he doesn't de-arm us. But that's in Surah Shemayim says Mavur, near that the Yetzirah will always make a special Marofa. Always have out for Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah connected kum. Talmud Torah is the Makar HaKol. It's the snipers against them. So the Yetzirah will always try to find the way to cause us Bittul Torah. Now, them is the Sugya Bittul Torah is a Sugya Rechava Moed. There are a lot of things. The Bittul Torah starts in Zman. There's a Musa Bittul Torah Be'ichus. There's a lot of deeper ways the Yetzirah gets us out. It causes us to lose confidence in ourselves. In Zman Maspik. To cover the entire gamut of what Bittul Torah, how the Yetzirah, has so many techniques and so many tactics to cause this Bittul Torah. So it's a big sugya, very, very big sugya. But I want to just focus on the Etzem Musik of Bittul Torah. Right? We find, starting with the Zman. Zman, we're learning up the mitzvahs Talmud Torah, it's Shonu, how it's Cholot between Shar mitzvahs. We also find that halachidik is a difference between a Bittul mitzvah of Talmud Torah and Bittul Shar mitzvahs. Every year there's Mavatal Mitzvah. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's terrible. It's Avera. Makar Nisa Shetesh Nafshay. Ben Yehima says, that's an Oynish. That's a Shalom, a person standing there saying, I refuse to read Kriya Shema. I refuse to put on filling. I refuse to go into a Sukkah. I refuse to take a Luba. Makar Nisa Shetesh Nafshay. But there's Kemat, no other Mitzvah, that there's a separate Isser. It's either an Isser essay or a Lav. To Mavatal, there's no separate Isser a person to Mavatal Kriya Shema. There's no separate Isser. There's no separate Isser for a person not to say Kluv. Again, it's connected. He's being Mavatal the Mitzvah. That's an Aveir, it's an Einish. I'm learning best of what together with Aveir is, but it's there's no separate Isser. Mitzvah's Talmud Torah, there's a separate Isser, either it is Esser or Lav, Mavatal Torah. The Kara Dvorim is more numid of New Testament days. Amorova, Asoch Sichas Chulim, Oiver Be'ese. Shenemer, V'dibar Tabom, Kriya Shema, every day. Dibar Tabom, Bom B'loi B'dvar Machim. It's a Joshua. The Pasuk says, V'ad Tabom, Dafkin L'Vitor V'loi B'dvar Machim. There's an Isser of speaking B'dvar Machim. V'vacha Bar Yaakovim, Oiver B'lav. Pasuk Kohelis. Shema Kola Dvorim Yigem, L'yukhal Yishad Zabar. Doesn't sound like the place in Pasuk, like Rabbi, at least an essay. His din is more than the Ramon near a day. Even his essay, the Chavetz Chaim also. Everyone probably knows a little more about Chavetz Chaim and Hilchis. Chavetz Chaim, Hilchis. He talks about the different Yisurim Yo'ivim. You talk about Lashon Hara, he brings this. Yisur. One of the things Yo'ivim and Lashon Hara besides many Yisurim is Yo'ivim to Torah. Yo'ivim this is. I'm just going to sign the Rashi. We'll get back to the Hemshech Hadorim. Rashi is interesting. Rashi says, V'domachim Sichas Hayolodim V'kalus Resh. Before Shem Rebbe, Rashi sounds like not every sicha, sichas ilodim, the kalus roish. Not every single dibur. Listen, I'm not going to get into the exact, but maybe Bamshach will talk about the Rashi. But the Vayla, we see that there's a separate issue. Let's see, what is the why is a separate issue to the You have it. What's the toich of that heart? Avada. So we start with this man. Avada. This has to do with the unique nature of Mitzvah Talmud Torah. So again, the starting point is Avada. The severity. I think that's enough to explain. Brought earlier a few weeks ago from Shavuos, we brought that the Yonah brings in the Yerushalmi. It says Viter Hakadosh Baruch Hu al Gimel Averes Chamuras V'loy Viter al Oven Bittel Torah. This is harshness in the Einish. The end of this says Azoy V'Talmud Torah Keneged Kulam. The chait of the chait of being levatov Talmud Torah is also a chait Keneged Kulam in a certain way. We explained B'Shas Ma'isa that because Talmud Torah is so central, again since it is the Dover, is a Shar Shakol Nichnosim Boy, Hafach Vav Bach Bekulam Boy. In the chamid the toiv imena, who ha'ikra god the lashon Rambam, who ha'ikra god the shakol talibor Rambam, Moses down to Hilchas days by the Kriyas Shema. So umela, we understand that it has a certain severity. It has a certain severity because you're partially losing out the destruction, the korban, the missing out. We spoke about the missing of the tafkid, the missing out. The centrality of Talmud Torah could be enough, maybe what that. Is a separate issue, but I want to touch up more. I think it's more even derech pshat, more doimik. Why it has the separate issue? We try to touch up a little bit. But derech avoida, why? Maybe Aleph will get to why it's so severe. Why is it so severe and different? Anyways, hopefully, maybe we'll get even to get to a little bit the, which I don't want to get into tonight. Again, the middle is the nature. People very much trying to touch up. What exactly is us of me to do? What's the gedarim a little bit of the mitz the issur bittul Torah? Maybe we'll start with Tafin Nisrashi. Say, the Baratum Mumble Libid Horamachim. So, first of all, already said Deacon, Libid Horamachim. What about somebody who's not talking about the Horamachim? Not talking about the Horamachim, he's not. Spacing out, flexing out. What else is there? Sounds like he doesn't have the success. Rashi already says, Ashnai Sevait. Rashi already says, there's certain types of words. What's time? I think there's time over there in. I think in Berman Chaim he talks about like Rashi and other places, Latzon is Dafka. He talks about is it Medafka, certain types of words, but for sure there's a deed that it has to be words. Someone who's not Vosep is a Staffa on the red. So you see from Rashi Yesoy. So you say the Yesoy and it's Mazbur. So as Zokman Das. We call this two dinim Bittul Torah. There's two dinim and two mitzvah of the Torah. In the midst of Bittul Talmud Torah, that you have the din that you have in all other mitzvahs. If you don't read, if you don't learn Torah when you still have to learn Torah, it's not worse than mitzvahs lulav, than mitzvahs kriyashma, than mitzvahs sitzis, and mitzvahs actually complicated, but when you mavatal mitzvahs sitzis, if you real dal kavod without wearing sitzis, avada Talmud Torah is not worse than that. And avada, even if you sit idle and you don't engage in Talmud Torah, you have halal Torah, but that's not what this is talking about. That's not this is talking about. It's no chadim. It's a bitul chiyuvi. It's a bitul chiyuvi. It's good to learn in Maseches Pesachim. A bitul always not a bitul. The shame bitul Torah. In Taka, there is no other aver which called bitul lula. No, the vel called bitul lula, bitul kriyashma. There's a separate din to be mavatul the adayim Torah. When I'm always sick in something else that pulls me away from Torah. The Dvaram Acherim pull me away from Torah. Earlier in the Amud, one of the other drushes is Vidartim Bom. Asay oisam kva, another drush of a Dvaram. Vachayim, I say some kva al tase morai. Rashi, al Torah, in the Parsha of Kriyashma, in the Parsha of Chanan, Rashi says, Besifri, Musaf similar. Say some ikr v'al tasim tofel. Vartim bom, make them ikr v'al tofel. Kinire, one of the ways you make them tofel is by engaging in other things. By engaging in other things, could be, for some of you, even idle diburin, idle dibur, for sure, dibri letzonis and dibri zichas chulin. When you start getting into other things, you start getting meshuggah over sports, you start talking about sports in a way. You're mevatel, b'yadayim. You're mevatel, b'yadayim. Divrei Torah. Let's bring it out for a second. In the first din, let's say for 2 minutes you're spacing out. Let's say, I don't want to get too sugar now, but let's say you're but later on when you go back, be'etzem, whatever, besides that, we'll talk about a little bit. The hefsik might be something, but be'etzem, when you go back to learn, you're not taking so much about it. But if those 2 minutes, start schmoozing about the next, so when you come back to the Gemara, next 2 minutes, you just made the Divrei Torah more tuffle. I use the word more tuffle to be nice. Depends how much you got into what you're talking about. This is the new din of Yidibarat Bom V'Loi Divrei Amechem. This is what's miyuchid in Talmud Torah and the other mitzvahs. Before we explain, we're going to get the Avon and what's the Shurish and Hemshid. Our grace is smachter, is what we say, every Shabbos, Musaf, you can pour company, yes. Zara chaya, we kayama, zara di lo yifsoik, di lo yifto mipis kamerais, 2 minutes first. First we say, di lo yifsoik, di lo yifto mipis kamerais, 2 seconds. Di lo yifsoik, the first thing is yifsoik. And then we say, di lo yifto mipis kamerais, that's the bitl, bitl, bitl chum to make it out. It's two separate things. And that's maybe where the Rashi might hold it. Certain diburim, what's the taich? So the taich is like this, and they're going to start to understand why it's something simple. Every time a person doesn't do a mitzvah, there's no question. And any bit of mitzvah is a certain lack of chashivas. But kenira, if you decide instead of to take lulav, you decide to just go out to eat or something, and you're not so. Not scrupulous in your time, you forget to take lulav or something like that. It attack advises avada. And avada advises that you don't want lulav, but you want the vata lulav be a diet. The other thing you're doing is it doesn't have a direct competition. There's no direct competition with the adayim that might take lulav tomorrow, even later. That's why taka, that's the guadavra, that if you just push it off for a few minutes, it's not a little bit of lulav, you do it later. Again, you're procrastinating, it's not a proper thing, but you're not mavat the lulav. Advice to us in Talmud Torah. When you're always sick in other things, it is automatically competition, it's competing with the Torah. It's a bit of the adayim of the Torah. Let's understand this better. We all know that the human being, the mensch, he can multitask, right? Unfortunately, our generation thinks that it's easy to multitask. You don't have any. We spoke about Zemiruch HaZanefesh. There's a lot of problems in Zemiruch HaZanefesh. But the Metzias says a person can do a lot of different things. But this binding says, look in the mensch. Where could he do a lot of things? And the klal is, the more you get to the external part of the person, he could do a lot of things. The more you get into the internal part of the person, he can't do anything. If you just take a simon from the mensch, wherever the person's body, he could do two things. He has two hands, Baruch Hashem. He has two ears, he has two eyes. The mouth is the only exception. Shimon Taka wanted two mouths. But the mouth is come out the only thing that you only have two of. Came out all organs, even inside the goof, most of them, you don't see them. Even the vital organs, you have two of. Lungs, liver, kidneys. You have one heart and one. One cup and one eye. One, two. The moyach itself, without getting to it, it could be. Moyach Benson also can only think of one time. It's possible the moyach a little bit might be able to think of two things at once. Efsher, it's also kashish of emigdash. A heart is no such thing. Because when you get into the person itself, v'hoyu adam, what is the mensch is one thing. It cannot be two things. The moyach and the lev, which is the core of everything, which is the shoyrish, which is the lev, the lev twice, it's the hearts of everything. Dear, it's more than nothing. It's not nothing else. It's takazah. Because the second it's somewhere else, it can't be something else. So it's automatically bypassing the other thing. You can't say for a second, okay, I'll switch it from the right hand to the left hand. No, not ugly. Kinnira, this is the oimek advar of the choymer of the Talmud of the Torah, Bikur Talmud Torah. Because since, like we're building, mitzvahs Talmud Torah lehonos ne'nun, it's given to be part of who you are, not just dip into mitzvahs Talmud Torah, taste, no. Become your heart, v'ho yu hadvorim ve'ela alavacha, to be part of your havai, who you are. Like we saw, it's supposed to be the etzim you, it's supposed to be what's pumping in your heart. It's supposed to be pumping in your leg. V'dibartem bom v'loi bedvorim achirim. V'dibartem bom v'loi bedvorim achirim. If you're going to start talking about something else, you're stealing from the Torah. So someone asked me, what? He's innocent. He's not really trying to, he's just talking about the Knicks a little bit. I mean, he's not trying to do something about Adam's age. So I asked him, Moshe Ma'adah, people married, Zichel appreciate this. Imagine your wife, he says, she's Chas Shalom, someone's talking a little bit to another lady. He says, no, I'm innocently, I'm talking to the neighbor, I'm not bit. I'm just talking to somebody, I'm not really trying to do anything. I'm eating the oven, that's emotional. An relationship between Ish and Isha, it's not so evil. It's not so evil. Something else, I'm powerful, I'm not trying to know. Because the second you're going to something else, it's a competition. It's a competition. You're taking away from your connection. It's less emotional, not my emotional, it's more emotional, come on. When Sanhedrin said the Testament base state, Noyef Isha Chasar Lev. Amar Reish Lakish, a Noyef Isha is someone who's living with an Ish, Shaloi, Nanitsura of Ish, Nanitsura of Ish, Nanitsura of his real wife. Nanitsura of his real wife. Noyef Isha Chasar Lev, Amar Reish Lakish, the Aloimid. Torah leprokim. Shenem ekinoyim kizish recha yichinu yachav al sasev. Morris says that someone who is oisik b'dvarim achirim, he doesn't have a kavudik issues with the Torah. He doesn't have a kavudik issues. Why is the Torah? Why is over here? Are we giving it an emotional kavudik issues? It's a lot of money. This is cool. Because the Torah is sensitive, and the second you're giving yourself over to something else, you're pulling yourself away, you're making the Torah not precious. You're pulling yourself away. This is the sugya of Bittul Torah. The sugya of Bittul Torah is a melchama over your heart. The Eibusha says, Tna bincha libchali. Hey, bincha libchali, give me your heart. And we're, do you give your heart more to the Eibishter more than anything in mitzvahs Talmud Torah? V'hoyu advar melech, v'hoyu advar melech, al levavecho. There's no more claim to say, oh, a little bit. V'divar tebom, v'loy divar machirim. This, there, that's the sugi of Talmud Torah. There's a sugi in Lev. Some people, I started tonight, I don't mention it. Some people are very, called traumatized by the sugya of Bittul Torah. Can't handle it. They start thinking about it. Start measuring every minute. And this, I'm not about to get into the protim lemaisa. But for sure, the sugya is not a sugya of minutes. The sugya doesn't start with minutes, it starts with heart. That's what I'm trying to show you. It's yitachin moid, that a few minutes you felt in your heart. But the sugi is not that the Eibishter is makpid on a second, the Eibishter is... The Torah wants a relationship. That's it. The Torah wants a relationship. It's a sugi from Leib. That's what we're building. This Nakuda is in the Furish and Rambam. It's more than the Rambam. I'm staying part of the Rambam. The Rambam needs beer, Lamaisa, but I want to take on one Nakuda from the Rambam. The Rambam says a Chiddush. The Rambam learns that the Melech, a Melech in Klal Yisrael, there's a more chomer dekadim bittul Torah than the rest of Kalis. You know, there are extra mitzvahs and malachim. The Rambam learns at the Pasuk, pasuk. Rashi shows from state that the melech has to write a sefer Torah. V'hoi se'imoi, v'kosalei sefer Torah. V'hoi se'imoi, v'korah by kol yimei chayav. The Rambam learned the word kol yimei chayav as an extra adgosha. That by him there's a k'peid even more that should be kol yimei chayav. He can't. There are certain things that other yidden could do that he can't do, and that's like a big tumult. What is that? Zamenhof, this Rambam talks about. What is it that another yid does that a heter to do that he doesn't? It's not clear, but I want to read the Rambam. The Rambam's in Hilchos Malachim, Per Gimel, Halacha Hey, and Vav. So first of all, the Rambam says, HaMelech also lishta is derech shechus, shenemer al malachim shtuyayin. Kenira means, afashteitzach, a person can't drink derech shechus, stam azoy. He's talking about when there's a heter, when there's a mokum to do it, it still seems to be that the Melech doesn't have a heter. Eli yoisik b'toro, b'tzorich Yisrael, b'yom b'layla. Shenemar v'hoisi moi v'kor boi kol yimechai. The Mepharshim is explaining like that the diak is on kol yimechai. The Rambam leksu, nochalach, halachavot. V'chein lo yeshotuv b'noshim. Afilu lo yhois lo l'achas, lo yiyam motzi yetzlo tomek kishar tipshin. The Mepharshim explaining, we're talking about Aisha Muteris loy. We're talking about Aisha Muteris loy. He's allowed to be married to her, but he can't spend too much time with her. Shenemar antitim noshin chelech. This is midin bitl ter. Here, touched up the Rambam. Loshon Rambam is murdered. In the Torah state, in Rashi Shoytim, lo yosur livavot. When it says the Isra, tabel inoshim, it says lo yosur livavot. The Rambam learns it's a hemshich to the din of kol yimei chayim. Loshon Rambam. Al hasoras liboy hikpida ha-toyro, shenemar v'lo yosur livavot. The Torah is kpeda on telling him that he has to be more medactic to spend his time learning and not spending his time in Irishkeit, we'll call it. In Irishkeit. The Torah was worried about that his leiv should move away a little bit from the Bayrei. Why? The Rambam says attached. I'm coming to the Quran. Sheliboy hu leiv kol kahal Yisrael. Zokta Rambam. It's not attached what a melech is. The melech's leiv is a more chashav leiv. It's a bigger leiv. It's a leiv that has to be koil gans kahal Yisrael. So a more chashav leiv. Shan Rambam. A more chashav leiv needs more dveikus in Torah. The more greater your leiv is, the more has to be dovek in Torah. A yid, the regular yid has a stam leiv that also has to be dovek in Torah. But a leiv of yid of a ka lefikach dibkoi hakosiv b'Torah yoyser mishara om shenema kol yimechay. All lashon the Rambam. So what I want to bring up in the Rambam is a shtein the Rambam lehedya that the sugya of bittul Torah is a sugya of dveikus b'leiv and asoras aleiv. Agav, the Rambam state that the Melech has a more of a kpeida. But Lagavi Os, that's the sugya. The sugya is leiv. We want to deal with Lamosha. We want to deal with the sugya, which is a sugya that every yid deals with. Is that Lamaisa, there are many things we have to do during the day that are not Talmatar. Maybe you didn't have to make parnosa. You have to spend time eating. You have to spend time Menuchas HaNefesh. Talking is also Tzarech HaBriyas. Even talking about regular things, most people need to talk to the person, Yishev Hadas. There are many things. A lot of people need to listen to music for their Briyas HaNefesh. There's many things that a person might need. Exercise, Stam, Latayel, might be for different people. Different things that a person needs for Briyas HaNefesh. So what is the Hagdor? When is it Bittul Torah? When is it not Bittul Torah? But I once heard from Shimshon Pinkas, the Gedorah is, how are you getting attached to it? How attached are you to it? When you're attached to it, when you get attached to it, so then it's going to be mesa you from the Divrei Torah. You see people, it says, some people play sports. He says what? Some people, the meshugah of this word. It's really coming to terms with it. It's not shaykh that doesn't take him away from what he was doing. Now, halacha l'maisa, I'm not passing you now. Ask your Rebbe what you should do. You need sports, you don't need to. That's not chazak. I'm talking about the sugya, I'm talking about the sugya avoida. You talk about people into music. You talk about people into music. A person likes music, music helps him a bit. He gets caught into the music. These are things that are meisur libcho. This is bedvorim acherim. This is going to take you away. Someone says, okay, I'm not doing something so bad. This is the sugya tonight, sugya. Try that with your wife. A grooving brings a murder kanusach, a grooving in Adoma to bring Berch Shmuel. But Metziah Hil, but Metziah brings a little bit of a biography on the Baruch Shmuel. He brings a murder kanusach, as the Shver used to say, what Berch used to say. The Torah only loves somebody who only loves it. Someone who loves it and something else, it doesn't love. What's it? I love the Torah or something else? What's so bad? I love the Torah and I love the Knicks also. I love the Torah and I love Shmarma also. I get another. I get another doesn't mean you love, doesn't mean you're running after. You don't know. Normal person, you can get enough from food. But I love the take you over. There's a word infatuated. People come infatuated with food, infatuated with other things. The Torah doesn't love. This is together of the mitzvah of loy devar macher. This is what we try to move on. Siyata Shmaya tonight. Why this special, separate issur of Bittul Torah? Bittul Torah kenira. Again, back to Fanny Lubizin. Kenira, when you don't take a lulav, you want mevatel the mitzvah lulav yadayim. At the end of the day, a lulav is everything, but it's not yetzim leiv. Torah, which is going inside, we spoke about Meshilas Nofesh, Meiras Einayim, it's inside. Over there is a much more sensitive competition. There's no way to say, like we said in a second, I go from my right hand to my left hand. Again, if you give up a lulav, it's terrible. We're talking about something that's over. It's us to give up a lulav. But it's not a bitul biyadayim. The Torah. This is the severity and the sensitivity and the merkaziyut, the sensuality of the sugya of bitul Torah. The Torah, since it was inspired, that by the person, it's in the mokum, it's connected kulam. It's in your lave and your moyach. Shemimenu toitzes chayim, loshen apostle. Shemimenu toitzes chayim. That's where everything, the chiyas and the mensch comes from. So the deer, there's a din, the dibar, the bum, the loy bedvan of him. The Torah only loves someone who only loves it, not someone who loves somebody else. Thank you.